up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt, and this podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Our guys at Omaha Steaks, they got another great offer for you guys. Nothing says summer like the taste of a juicy tender burger grilled to perfection, and nobody does burgers better and more like complete perfection like Omaha Steaks. Right now, OmahaSteaks.com. You can order the limited time burger perfection flight. You will get 24 of their mouthwatering steak burgers, 4 of their pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, sirloin burgers, and their all new porterhouse burgers. That is all just for $89.99 when you use the code JUICE at checkout. Guys, I want this. This is insane. Each 6-ounce burger is filled with flavor, from the mild and tender filet to the rich and buttery ribeye. The quality, the deliciousness of these burgers could only come from Omaha Steaks, and they're guaranteed to satisfy. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Order the burger perfection flight today. Don't forget to use that promo code JUICE at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. That's 24 delicious steakhouse burgers for just $89.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code JUICE at checkout. Supplies are limited. You get filet, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, sirloin, and porterhouse burgers, 24 of them, just $89.99 with the code JUICE at checkout. Hi, what's up, guys? That's a heck of an offer, by the way. So here's where we are today. I'm back and I have done some research. I figured out what the hell happened to the podcast, the audio version of the podcast, which numerous people were angry about not getting the audio. And I was like, what's your problem? The audio's out. No, it was not. Audio never came out Saturday and Sunday. So for those of you who are yelling and angry, you had a right to be angry. I was angry. Found out some things, made some changes. The video did post. The audio was posted to the wrong channel. It posted, just posted to a different Betting Pros thing. So fixed, done. We move on. That won't happen again. 1-0 last night. Got that with UConn and the Purdue under. UConn covering. Thought they would win. Didn't know if they would cover. They did again. UConn's an absolute machine. Back-to-back championships. Congratulations to UConn. Another Boston dynasty. We have a parlay to celebrate that UConn dynasty, by the way, with New England. So stay tuned for that coming up today. I'm making it official, even though I shouldn't make it official, but I'm going to make it official because let's have some fun. Why not? But heck of a season for UConn. So our year in college basketball, this is unbelievable. When you stop and go, wait, what? This is crazy. So I bet 176 markets in college basketball, according to the record, and I'm assuming the record's correct, 88 and 88, flat, down 2.6 units on the college basketball season. That stinks. So we had a loser. Not a very big loser, but a losing college basketball season, which is too much. It's really unfortunate. That's the juice, right? You know, 88 and 88, you get juiced out. So flat college basketball year, but we did end on a high note. We got the final game right, which is cool. So that's exciting. The NC State future helped out a ton, obviously made back a lot with all the futures we lost for going into college basketball, but hell of a year. Super fun. Hopefully you guys will be back again. Stay with us, obviously, on the podcast, but you'll bet college basketball with us again once we get rolling with college basketball coming up next fall. So I love betting college basketball. So another sport goes by the wayside. Baseball, hockey, and basketball. That's what's left. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. For those of you who are asking, yes, we will have Masters plays. And if you want to enter our Masters contest, you can do so right now. It's a $10 entry. You pick 6 golfers, DFS style here. Lowest score wins. Top 25 golfers will get paid out for this contest. Bettingpros.com/masters for more information, number of entries, and if this contest is legal in the state that you live in. Bettingpros.com/masters. That will be up until the tournament tees off on Thursday morning. Bettingpros.com/masters. $10 entry for our Masters contest, which is open right now. Go check out all the details, how much you could win for the first place prize, bettingpros.com/masters. Okay, so let's get back into the swing of things. Let's get back to firing. Let's get back to a full card. We've been a little bit light over the last couple of days just because of traveling and everything else. We are back. We are in Vegas and we are good to go. Let's talk about the parlay. All right. You don't have to bet this. This probably won't hit. Okay. This is a half a unit play. Half a unit. It's a plus 510 parlay. The Boston Celtics are on the road at the Milwaukee Bucks. Boston's already clinched. Doc Rivers sucks as a coach. Just taking Boston to win. They're only 2-point favorites. This could be the get right spot for the Bucks. 100%. That could be the losing leg. Not betting on Doc Rivers. Not betting on the Bucks. They stink. Absolutely are awful with Doc Rivers. They got talent though. They could beat Boston. If Boston's not focused, 100%. Boston lost to Atlanta back-to-back games. That's why it's only minus 120. Boston Celtics money line against the Bucks. The Boston Bruins are at home against maybe the best team in the Eastern Conference. Boston beat Carolina at Carolina last week. 1-1 rubber match here tonight. Boston's at home against Carolina money line. Boston Bruins up against the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Boston Red Sox have their home opener against the Baltimore Orioles. Now, the Red Sox are 8-2 on the run line this year. 8-2. They're 7-3 overall, but they're 7-3 on the run line so far this year. They're home dogs to Corbin Burns and the Orioles. It's Brian Bello. I was saying Bello earlier. It's Bello. Quote unquote stud pitcher, number one ace for the Red Sox. Is he? I don't know. But if you want the Red Sox at plus 1.5 runs, Sox on the run line, only minus 140. Not bad. It's not a bad price. Red Sox can lose the game 5-4, 4-3, lose in extras, lose, you know, not be able to come back, whatever it may be. One run lost by Boston, possible. They went outright, we cover. So give us the Red Sox at home on the run line, catching 1.5 runs, not laying, catching 1.5 runs. It's a plus 510 parlay. Half a unit. Let's go. We're going to call it the back Boston parlay. We faded Chicago. I lost 2 of the 3 plays on that. Let's back Boston. I'll probably lose 2 out of 3 on this. But this is a Tuesday bet. Have some fun. Why not? You guys like when I bet parlays. I'm 0-2 so far since doing this. Maybe we make one of these back. Maybe we win this and cover all three. Who knows? Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, run line, plus 1.5 runs, plus 510 parlay. Half a unit. We're rolling with it. All right. Staying in baseball, Major League Baseball, White Sox at Cleveland. Cleveland also, by the way, is 8-2 on the run line this year. 5-0 over their last 5. They're 7-2 on the run line on the road, but this is at home, which is kind of wild. Only one game at home so far, but they won it yesterday by 4. They're again laying 1.5 runs. It's minus 102. Minus 102. Pitching matchup's interesting. Michael Soroka up against Logan Allen. Logan Allen is 2-0 with a 2.31 ERA. Pitched well. 11 innings, only 10 hits, 9 Ks, 2 home runs given up. Both wins. Logan Allen has won both starts so far. First start, he won it 6-4. Second start, 8-0. Both on the road. First home start for him, but he's 2-0 on the run line. Now, Soroka's not awful. 0-1, 4.91 ERA. 2 starts. Lost them both. 7-6, 10-1. Not his fault. He went 5, gave up 4 earned runs in his first start. Went 6, gave up 2 earned runs in his second start. On the road to the Royals and to the Tigers. Not exactly a murderer's row that he has faced so far for the White Sox, but the bullpen stinks. I mean, White Sox bullpen is absolute garbage. Once you get into the bullpen, you can do damage. Cleveland only minus 102 at home here. They're 8-2. I know home teams on the run line can be a little bit scary, but I'm going to fade Soroka. I'm going to fade the White Sox. They're 0-5 on the road, 1-9 this year overall. And on the run line, they're 1-4 on the road on the run line. They've lost 3 straight games in 4 of the last 5 on the run line. Let's bet the streak here with the White Sox. Cleveland on the run line at minus 102 for 1.02 units. To the NBA we go. Orlando at Houston. Have you seen the Rockets lately? 8-2 to the over. over their last 10 games, 5-0 over the last five games. They're 20-18-2 to the over this year at home. Orlando, not as good, 6-4 to the under over the last 10, 3-2 to the under over the last five, but 19-19-1 to the over so far this year. This number opened up at 211. It's now 214, 3-point move. We're going to chase steam. We're going to bet the over. Orlando in Houston, 214 over 1.1 units coming up on this. Couple of guys are questionable, probably are going to be out. You know, you've got guys for Orlando who are Franz Wagner is questionable. Jonathan Isaac is questionable. We'll see how that winds up going. A couple of guys who are out for Houston aren't that significant, but I think we're looking at an up-tempo game. Houston to score here. Now, last game against Dallas on the road went over by 55.5 points. At home against Miami, over by 5 points. Home against Golden State, over by 16 points. Home against Dallas, over by 3 points. Last time a home game went under for Houston, you got to go back to the Portland game where it went under by 22.5 points on the 25th of March. It's a little while ago since that wound up happening. But the two previous games before that, Utah and Chicago went over by 38 and by 25 points. So 214 seems low here, right? Last time out on the at home against Chicago, game went under by a point for Orlando, but on the road against Charlotte, over by 32 points. On the road against New Orleans, over by 17 points. Keep the trend going. Let's go the Rockets and the Orlando Magic over 214 for 1.1 units. And finally, we go to hockey. The Sabres up against the Dallas Stars. Dallas 23-10-4 at home. Sabres 17-17-4. On the road. Total for this game is 6.5 at the moment, minus 125 to the under. Dallas has played the Sabres on the road, 2-1 final there. Now, over the last five games at home, the Dallas Stars are 3-2 to the under. Over the last three games for Dallas, 2-1 to the under. Over the last 10 games for Dallas, they have been 6-4 to the under. On the road, it gets really surprising for the Buffalo Sabres. 8-2 to the under over their last 10 road games. Over the last five for Buffalo, they're 3-2 to the under. Over the last three for Buffalo, they are 2-1 to the under. They're not scoring very many goals here. Sabres on the road, not that great. As I said, 17-17-4 on the road for them this season. Last time out against the Red Wings, they lost 3-1. Against the Flames, they won 4-1. They got wrecked by the Oilers 8-3, but the game before that, they lost it 3-2. 6-2 win against the Kraken, but a 4-1 loss to the Red Wings. These are road games now. 4-2 to the Predators, 2-1 losses to Toronto, 3-2 loss to the Lightning. I mean, this is a team when they go on the road, they don't score, and they haven't been giving up many goals either, which is somewhat surprising for them on the road, given it's Buffalo and how they have played of late, getting decent goaltending for them here. And Dallas has been a team that, you know, generally speaking, on the road, you know, they beat 7-4 to the Avalanche, but 3-2 to the Blackhawks. I was at that game. That game went under. But at home, 5-0 against the Oilers, 4-2 against the Penguins, 5-2 against the Coyotes, 4-1 against the Kings, 6-2 against the Devils, but 4-3 against the Panthers. But, you know, of recent games, under against the Kings, under against the Penguins, over against the Coyotes, under against the Oilers in their last home game for Dallas. Let's play some defense here. Under 6.5, minus 125. Dallas and Buffalo, 1.25 units down on that. All right. So we have basically four units in play here for us on a Tuesday. Again, the parlay, Celtics money line, Bruins money line, Red Sox run line, plus 1.5 goals is a plus 510 parlay. Cleveland on the run line at minus 102. Up against the White Sox, over 214, Orlando and Houston in the NBA, under 6.5, Dallas and Buffalo for 1.25 units. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.